So we have systems that are versatile. We have systems that are appealing. We have systems that are dynamic. The last thing that we need are AAC systems that are easy to learn. And as I mentioned earlier, most of our current technologies really reflect the conceptual models of us as adults, the speech-language pathologists that use them, the teachers that use them, the rehabilitation engineers or computer programmers that have developed them. The models that we have, although they make sense to us and may be intuitive, are not really congruent with how children understand the world, and therefore, as a result, these AAC systems are really difficult for kids to learn to use effectively. And what's happened then in the past is that we've spent huge amounts of time teaching kids to use their system. And if you think about it, there is no inherent value in learning how to use a system. The only value in learning a system is to be able to communicate more effectively. So it's the equivalent of seeing huge amounts of time being spent at school on how to hold the pencil. We do spend some time on that, but we move very quickly into actually learning to write so that you can communicate with others, and that's where the focus needs to go. Similarly, same thing needs to happen here.